Unit 4. Practice. Page 45. Part B Situation. You are Gilbert Wong. You work at International Language College. The college is planning to run a sign language course. You are helping your boss, Leonie Mack, to organize the course. You will listen to a recording of Leonie speaking on a radio show. Before the recording is played, you will have 4 minutes to study tasks 2 and 3 and the Unit 4 data file. As you listen, you can make notes on page 19 of the data file. The recording is about to begin. Turn to page 19 of the Unit 4 data file.
And welcome back. Before the break, I was talking to our guest, Leonie Mack, who runs a language school here in Hong Kong. You were about to tell me about a new course that'll be running at the school, Leonie.
Yes, that's right. It's a course on Hong Kong Sign Language.
For communicating with deaf people in Hong Kong?
Yes. Each class is 2 hours long. They run from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m.
Ah, so it's an evening course.
Right. We know 6 to 8 p.m. won't work for everyone, but it's the only time slot we have available.
That's all right. People can come after work. Now, can I ask what you're charging for the course?
Sure. The course fee is just $1,200.
$1,200 for the full course?
Yes. We thought that was reasonable.
Definitely. A pretty good deal, I'd say. Now, I think many of our listeners don't know much about Hong Kong Sign Language. So perhaps you could tell us a little bit about it. Has Hong Kong Sign Language been around for a long time?
Yes, actually. It was first developed after World War II.
After World War II? That's quite a long time ago. And how exactly did it develop?
Well, it's a long story. But basically, it developed from another sign language called Chinese Sign Language.
Chinese Sign Language?
Yes, we call it CSL for short. After World War II, Hong Kong people learnt to use CSL. Soon, they started to mix CSL with local signs.
You mean people used Chinese Sign Language together with other local signs?
Yes, exactly. They mixed CSL with other local Hong Kong signs. When more and more people mixed the signs, a new language developed. It became Hong Kong Sign Language.
It seems to be an interesting language to learn. Now, what advice would you give to people who are interested in learning Hong Kong Sign Language?
Well, they should take our course.
Obviously. But apart from that, any tips or advice you can offer?
Well, if they want to learn the signs well, they will need to practice at home.
Practice at home. That's important. I think that's good advice for anyone learning a new language.
Yeah. Practicing at home will help you remember and use the signs more naturally.
And how long do you recommend they spend practicing at home each day?
Oh, people should practice for at least 15 minutes a day. I mean, sign language isn't easy, and it takes a lot of practice. So you should spend at least 15 minutes a day going over them.
I think I'd probably need longer than that.
Sure, so would I. Even though I run a language school, I am a terribly slow learner. But practice is always the key to mastering a language, isn't it?
That is the end of the listening component of Part B.